An excerpt from the sermon, The Manner in Which Salvation is to be Sought, by Jonathan Edwards. Sometimes a fear, trouble, and exercise of mind which are undergone respecting the salvation of the soul are great and long continued before any comfort is obtained. Sometimes persons in the situation labor long in the dark, and sometimes, as it were, in the very fire, they have in great distress of conscience, great fears, and many perplexing temptations, before they obtain light and comfort to make their care and labor more easy to them. They sometimes earnestly and for a long time seek comfort, but do not find it, because they do not seek it in the right manner nor in the right objects. God therefore hides his face. They cry, but God does not answer their prayers. They strive, but all seems in vain. They seem to themselves not at all to get forward or nearer to a deliverance from sin, but to go backward rather than forward. They see no glimmerings of light. Things rather appear darker and darker, insomuch that they are often ready to be discouraged and to sink under the weight of their present distress and under the prospect of future misery. In this situation and under these views, some are almost driven to despair. Many, after they have obtained some saving comfort, are again involved in darkness and trouble. It is with them as it was with the Christian Hebrews in Hebrews 10, verse 32. After you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, some through a melancholy habit and distemper of body, together with Satan's temptations, spend a great part of their lives in distress and darkness, even after they have had some saving comfort. It is a business which, by reason of the many difficulties, snares, and dangers that attend it, require much instruction, consideration, and counsel. There is no business in which men stand in need of counsel more than in this. It is a difficult undertaking, a hard manner to proceed aright in it. There are 10,000 wrong ways which men may take. There are many labyrinths in which many poor souls are entangled and never find a way out. There are many rocks on which thousands of souls have suffered shipwreck for lack of having steered the ship aright. Many of them do not know how to proceed in this business any more than the children of Israel in the wilderness knew where to go without the guidance of the pillar of cloud and fire. There is great need that they search the Scriptures and give diligent heed to the instructions and directions contained in them, as to a light shining in a dark place, and that they ask counsel of those skilled in these matters. And there is no business in which men have so much need of seeking to God by prayer, for his counsel, and that he would lead them in the right way and show them the straight gate. For straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads to life, and few there be that find it. Yea, there are none that find it without direction from heaven. This business never ends till life ends. They that undertake this laborious, careful, expensive, self-denying business must not expect to rest from their labors till death shall put an end to them. The long continuance of the work which Noah undertook was what especially made it a great undertaking. This also was what made the travel of the children of Israel through the wilderness appear so great to them, that it was continued for so long a time. Their spirits fell, they were discouraged, and did not have a heart to go through with so great an undertaking. But such is this business that it runs parallel with life, whether it be longer or shorter. Although we would live to a great age, our race in warfare will not be finished till death shall come. We must not expect that an end will be put to our labor and care and strife by any hope of a good state which we may obtain. Past attainments and past success will not excuse us from what remains for the future, nor will they make future constant labor and care not necessary to our salvation.